Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Two chartered planes are heading to the U.S. They're carrying hundreds of Americans who had been quarantined on a cruise ship in Yokohama, Japan for days because of the coronavirus. 44 Americans were left behind because they had been infected with the virus. NPR's Joe Palka reports that number is expected to rise.
People aboard the cruise ship Diamond Princess were quarantined starting February 3rd after a passenger who had disembarked was diagnosed with COVID-19. According to Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, not all of the 44 people known to be infected have become sick. As of now, the plan is for those people who are sick to stay in Japan for treatment. Although the situation is in flux, and that decision to keep Americans in Japan could change. Joe Palka, NPR News.
The Afghan government says it's in favor of a plan for a temporary ceasefire between the U.S. and the Taliban. Terry Schultz reports the government hasn't always approved of the negotiations, which excluded the country's political leaders.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says he's on board with the agreement in which both the U.S. and Taliban will obey a ceasefire for at least 7 days. That period is expected to begin next week. If all goes well, it's hoped negotiations for a longer-term peace plan could get underway, although the Taliban have in the past rejected talking with the government. Ghani spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says the president believes this is the best hope for stopping the violence and reconciling the country.
Ending war, bringing Taliban back into the mainstream life is a key objective in all that.
The U.S. hopes to reduce its troop levels in Afghanistan from the current 12,000 personnel to 8,600. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Early voting is underway in Nevada in advance of Saturday's official caucuses. Democratic presidential hopefuls campaigned in the state all weekend. Many of them attacked a candidate who wasn't there, billionaire Michael Bloomberg. At a rally in Carson City, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders suggested Bloomberg is a weak candidate.
I got news from Mr. Bloomberg, and that is the American people are sick and tired of billionaires buying elections.
Bloomberg has spent hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money to buy television ads nationwide. He's skipping the early contest to focus on March 3rd, when 14 states hold primaries. A state of emergency remains in effect in Mississippi as the Pearl River continues to rise near Jackson, the state capital. Governor Tate Reeves says it could be days until the floodwaters begin to recede. The river is expected to crest Monday. Officials are urging residents pay attention to evacuation orders and road closures. Thousands of homes are threatened and more rain is expected this week. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Another inmate has died in the Mississippi prison system, the 18th since late December. Officials say the 42-year-old man was found unresponsive in his cell Sunday morning at the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility in Rankin County. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. The Federal Justice Department is investigating Mississippi's troubled prison system after a string of deaths, most the result of violence. Novelist, essayist, playwright, and biographer Ahie Hotchner has died. He was 102. NPR's Bob Mondello reports.
Hotchner grew up during the Great Depression, a childhood he wrote about in a novel, King of the Hill, which was adapted as a Steven Soderbergh film. He worked with Tennessee Williams on his college magazine, with J.D. Salinger and Ernest Hemingway as an editor for Cosmopolitan. And when he adapted one of Hemingway's stories for television, he met Paul Newman and partnered with him when Newman joked that he wanted to sell his homemade salad dressing in some local stores. It turned into a multi-million-dollar business and charity. Hotchner, meanwhile, wrote best-selling biographies of Hemingway, Doris Day, Sophia Loren, and also the book for a musical called Let 'Em Rot. At the age of 100, he completed a detective novel. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
President Trump was the grand marshal at the Daytona 500 stock car race in Daytona Beach, Florida, Sunday. He made the announcement, "Gentlemen, start your engines," then got back in his limousine for a lap around the track, followed by the race cars. Shortly after starting, the race was halted because of rain, has been postponed until Monday. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.